bearer of a message from His Majesty, the Mikado.
A letter from the Mikado. The Mikado is struck by the fact that there have been no executions in Tidipu for a year. And he decrees that if we do not have a beheading in a month, the post of Lord High Executioner will be abolished and the city reduced to the rank of a village.
But that will involve us all in irretrievable ruin.
Yes, there's no hope for it. Somebody must be beheaded right away. And the question is, who shall it be?
I am so proud if I allowed my family pride to be my guide. I volunteer to quit this sphere instead of you in a minute or two. But family pride must be denied and set aside and mortified and
schemes both good and new for Tidipu, but if I flip the benefit that I diffuse, the town would lose. Now every man to aid his clan should plot and plan as best he can.
I heard one day a gentleman say that criminals who are caught in two can hardly feel the fatal steel, and so are slain without much pain. If this is true, it's jolly for you, your courage screw to bid us adieu.
And so, although I ready to go, yet recollect we're disrespected, I neglect to thus effect this aim direct, so I object.
And so, although I wish to go, and greatly pine to brightly shine, and take the line of a hero fine with brief condign, I must decline.
And go and show both friend and foe how much you care. I'm quite aware it's your affair, yet I declare I take your picture, but I don't much care.
I must.
Awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a chippin' chippin' chopper on a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock. Awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a chippin' chippin' chopper on a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock. Awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a chippin' chippin' chopper on a big black block. A dull, dark dock, a lifelong lock. A short, sharp shock, a big black block.